Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic, awesome Labor Day today, and we're doing the show live for you guys today on Labor Days. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend. We wanted to get it out there as much as we possibly could, so hope you guys are having a fantastic day today and staying strong and healthy. If you need anything, be sure to give us a call up at the website, healthmasters.com, if you need anything at all. Also, too, and one of the first things that I saw this morning, I thought this was really interesting, is I've gotten a couple emails from people, and they're asking me certain topics. I'm trying to go through them this morning on certain health topics and stress topics. And I've told you guys before, that's why I put the stress control kit on the front page of the website, which has an ingredient in it that I've talked about before, is ashwagandha. Really, really good at handling and coping with stress. So be sure to check that out. So I've had a bunch of people email me on it. And also, too, Labor 5, that's the 5% off coupon code for Labor Day sale today. 5% off regular price products on the website at healthmasters.com. That's Labor 5. And then starting off in news, I found this also very crazy, is California is now extending their flex alert issue, basically telling people for their fifth consecutive day now, between 4 to 9 p.m., do not do anything. Don't turn your AC up or down, I should say. Don't use your dishwasher. Don't charge your car. Essentially, don't even take a hot shower. You have to wait till after 9 to do all that. And I was looking at some of it, and they're saying that only other alternative, if people don't listen to this, is going to be rolling blackouts. Now, obviously, there's much more nefarious stuff going behind the scenes besides just, oh, well, the electrical grid can't handle this. Remember, California's been trying to transition away from any type of realistic electricity buildup and try to push everything over to like solar and wind, which has very good platforms that are out and about. But when you're dealing with a population that is massively overbloated, especially in Southern California, and you're dealing with literally millions of people that have immigrated illegally into that state as well for the last decade, you start running into a problem is where you can't keep up with a lot of stuff. And on top of that, you start having tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of EV cars now that put a massive, massive strain on everything comparative to actually having an infrastructure like gasoline, where it's been in place for over 100 years, isn't very difficult to keep up with anymore because the infrastructure has slowly built up. Now, what's interesting about this is now when you look at it, they're pretty much telling everybody, please stay in your home, turn off your AC, unplug your EV car, you know, don't use hot water if you can't do it, and shelter in place until we give you the go-ahead to actually use your appliances again. This is what they've pretty much done now, is they've rebranded COVID as the green energy crisis. That's the new boogeyman. I mean, I've told you guys, every single couple of years, they have to come out with a new boogeyman, a new bad person, a new bad guy, something that's going to ruin everything, and we've got to do everything we can to be socially responsible. You know, we need to invade Afghanistan and Iraq because, you know, they have weapons of mass destruction. Oh, then we can't leave Afghanistan or Iraq because of, you know, Al-Qaeda. Oh, well, Al-Qaeda's lost their nerve now as far as in that, so now there's ISIS. And then there's been a constant ongoing thing over and over and over again. And then you had COVID come out, and that's pretty much lost its appeal now to a lot of people running around acting terrified. Now, again, I'm sure there's going to be some people that are still going to get this next round of booster shots that come out, but doesn't matter. Majority of people are still getting sick of it to the point they're like, whatever. Even though I found out now, I was talking to my mother-in-law the other day because she was down in Ecuador for work with her husband, Lana's parents, and she flew back for the funeral we had a couple weeks ago, and she told me now it's become absolutely atrocious trying to travel down there to South America because if you don't have the COVID passport card, you have to pay to get a PCR test done every time you fly out down there, Miami to Ecuador. Well, you can't just take your own PCR test or go get one done. You have to have a approved airport PCR test done there, which basically is $150, or right in the area that they have it, $150 to get your nose swabbed to tell you that you're cleared to go on the plane. But if you have the shot, it's totally cool. You don't have to do anything. You can just walk through. You don't have to have any problems, nothing at all. Now, ironically, it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a research scientists to look at this and go, this is 100% pure theater and control. We've already seen repeated research showing that people that have gotten the shot do not have any type of immunity to COVID whatsoever. We've seen the vast majority of people that actually get the shot have much worse health problems, and we also have issues with children now that are getting the shot are having all these issues with myocarditis and all kinds of health problems. That'll talk about that here in a second. And so we know that it doesn't prevent transmission. It doesn't protect you from getting it from the shot. So if that's the case, why are only people that are unvaccinated having to take a $150 PCR test? Well, it's all about compliance and submission. What they want to do is they want to make it so financially difficult and make it so outrageous that you don't have the ability to travel anymore without getting the shot, without them telling you you can't travel without the shot anymore because of all the blowback they got. So what they're doing is they're making it so difficult and so inconvenient, the majority of people – I mean, think about it. If you have a family of four that's trying to fly down there on vacation, that's $600 a pop. Just to get out of the country, not including the flights, nothing. Just to get out with a PCR test swab for $150 a head. This is what they're going to keep doing as much as they can without trying to mandate that you have to have it to function in society. They're going to start doing all these little restrictions and keep them in place as we have seen now. So again, this is why it's so important to get the truth out there as best we can, especially with what's happening with these shots and how many people are still having more and more and more health problems as they continue to ignore it. The VAERS report continues to come out with updates every single week about how horrific this shot is getting, yet nobody wants to talk about it. And I saw, Dad, you had an article earlier you sent me. I wasn't able to go over it yet about what's going on with some of these kids that are getting the shot.
Well, like 50% of them also are coming out with different types of, side effects from the shot. And we knew this was going to happen. I mean, these little children, basically, some of them are so young they can't even really talk or try to discuss it. And it wasn't bad enough that they were getting all of these shots just to go to school, all these other injections of aluminum and adjuvants and all the garbage they put into them. And now they want to give them a COVID shot. And again, and it's the same thing we've talked about so many times on the show that nobody else really likes to talk about, but we do. And that's that basically the Kabbalists want to have a reduction of the population of the planet. That's the same thing that's true with with Joe Biden last week. I mean, he's trying to incite a civil war in the United States with that rhetoric that he put out, or whoever was talking, or whoever got geeked up on some type of amphetamine to put him out there and push him in front of the crowd. I mean, I'm sure he crawled back down in his basement if it was really him after the show, or it could have been a digital copy of him going out there and doing it. We have no idea. The digital technology is so advanced now, we have no idea who it is as far as speaking, unless we're with them individually and personally. We can actually see them and shake their hand and look at them and see if they're wearing a mask or whatever. I mean, that's the world that we currently live in. It's a world full of lies and deceit and deception by the Kabbalist wizards that are on the planet. And I read this article this week, and it was an open letter to Joe Biden, and it's by a guy named by the name of Royce White. I'm going to read this to you. He goes, my name is – now, I don't know if this guy's legit. I've never heard of him, okay? Don't know who he is. But I'm going to read you this because it's very well written. My name is – in other words, it could be under a pseudonym. My name is Royce White. I'm an American citizen born and raised in the 32nd state of the Union. I am a Christian. I'm a black man. And, yes, I am a MAGA Republican. Although given the current state of politics, it may not be fair to call us Republicans at all. There are no Democrats or Republicans anymore, only globalists and nationalists. I'm going to repeat that. There are no Democrats or Republicans anymore, only globalists and nationalists. On this day, I am more concerned than ever about the future of this country, yet for many reasons, I feel equally blessed. I don't believe I could have been or born or lived in a more fitting time for the way God built me. For all the forces of evil, all the spirit of corruption has coalesced into a megalithic wrecking ball with spikes and an AI-guided system. This evil, this corruption infects all of our institutions, starting with the church and then the academies, and then political downstream for such moral hazard. It has left blood across the entire breadth of our society. While such an outlook is certainly grim, still it provides the circumstances for men with sacred honor and national honor to stand in the testimony of the truth, to bear witness under one of the greatest incentives to remain silent. That incentive isn't the barrel of a gun or the blade of a knife, but the threat of a government that doubles and triples down on lies. This is where I find myself, right at home, at peace in my natural way. This is the greatest honor I could have hoped for. The fact that the highest office of the land is entrenched in this set of lies is just a bonus. Not only do I get to bear witness, but the stakes couldn't get any higher. You have betrayed the office you currently hold, you have betrayed the oath you took, and you have betrayed the American people, and you betrayed America herself. You are not the president of the United States, but a traitor to the republic. Now, on a national television, basically under a beautiful night sky, made to look especially ominous by a dramatic backdrop of red lights, you double down on this treachery and tell the American people that MAGA Republicans are domestic terrorists. Now, I'm not going to read you the rest of this because it's very, very long and very well worth the reading. I've posted it on our website at healthmasters.com, but I wanted to read that to you. Now, the biggest problem I have here, again, it starts going into pro-Trump rhetoric. And that's why I had to say, I don't know who this guy is, and I don't know what he's doing, because quite frankly, we've got to ask ourselves a question. Why is it always a thing that basically is always, Trump rhetoric? We're always pushing Donald Trump again. Remember, Trump said, quote, "I am the father of the COVID vaccine. Get those shots, everyone," end quote. Remember, then he goes on to say, "Remember, I backed it, funded it, and most importantly, I sped it through all under my watch." Over the weekend, we've had multiple people, over the past week, multiple people that have large platforms as far as all media coming out and giving ultimatums to Donald Trump, basically come forward, and that he would admit that he was fooled by those who helped him develop the rollout of the COVID vaccines. It's widely believed that Trump would not have won the 2016 election without support of the alternative media. But now the alternative media, in many cases, has turned against Trump for his continued promotion of the COVID vaccines and not coming back and saying, "I made a horrible mistake, and I do not want you guys to take these vaccines anymore because I was lied to." Now, I'm going to say this. This is important. A lot of people coming in saying that Trump was fooled by his minions and Jared Kushner and Ivana Kushner and all the people that pushed him into Operation Warp Speed, and that Anthony Fauci and all these other people, bricks, told him to do this, and he was just being a willing tool for them, and he wasn't understanding what he was getting involved in. I don't believe any of that stuff. I really don't. I believe that he was following orders. I really do. I believe that he was told what to do, and that's why he did it, because he is owned by Rothschild Inc., who with Wilbur Ross back in 1988 bought and paid for his bankruptcy and put him back on the saddle again and said, "We can use you some more. Get back up on the horse. We're going to buy you out of bankruptcy." I believe he's completely and totally controlled, and I've told you that before. And remember, I've told you before, this whole thing with the presidency, I don't think this election, as far as from a national standpoint, has been legit for a really long time. I think the two big elections in our lifetime that were legitimate were Kennedy, and also we're excluding the corruption and the fraud out of Chicago area, which is surprise, surprise, with Kennedy with the mob, and also Ronald Reagan. I believe that those two were really true elections, and I think everything else is pretty much us being given certain people to vote for, and these people are chosen in advance. That's what I think in advance. That's why the last time I voted, I did not vote for Donald Trump in the 2020 election. And don't get mad at me if you're listening. I voted Libertarian. I would never, ever, ever not vote, and I would never, ever vote for the less of worst candidates anymore. I mean, the lesser of two evils. I'm not going to do that anymore. I can't physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally do that again. But remember, I think that basically Hillary Clinton was supposed to win that 2016 election. However, the overwhelming support that Donald Trump had overwhelmed what happened with the election and allowed us to put Donald Trump into office, and then he was their secondary party. I mentioned this last week. Robert David Steele even said he was the accidental president, and I think that pretty much sums it up. But remember, the leaders of the Republican Party, many of them are completely compromised because of Mossad and Jeffrey Epstein, basically being blackmailed. They're testing the water right now with Trump's popularity. They're trying to find out if the public will stick behind Trump, even if he takes a strong stance in favor of the COVID-19 shots, which is basically one of the most deadly bioweapons to ever be leashed upon the human race. We got to understand what's going to happen with all the entire generation of infertile men and women, which is obviously a depopulation agenda, which we've talked about just a few moments ago. If the public turns against Trump and the COVID vaccine-19 issue, then you always have the Governor Ron DeSantis who can come up behind him and basically win the Republican Party's nomination. So all of this stuff, regardless of whether your political affiliations or religious or ethnic or anything else, the globalists want all of us to basically be categorized into basically patriots, okay, or globalists. That's it. And they want to be able to come in and attack you, which is exactly what Biden did when he did that rhetoric speech that he did last week. The problem he had when he did the speech, this entire thing blew up in his face. He had no idea how many people dislike him and how many people don't like being threatened by the president of the United States, the pseudo president of the United States. And there's an article in Breitbart that says Joe Biden tries to walk back dark speech, and he says, "I don't consider any Trump supporter to be a threat." What a God, this guy's a nightmare. President Joe Biden tried Friday to walk back in his dark political speech from the night before after receiving considerable backlash for trying to portray supporters of Donald Trump as radical extremists who threaten the United States. So now he's doing damage control because the algorithms came out against him so strongly from the poll. In fact, I know many Democrats are also very angry at what he did. You know, the thing about it is, you start making everybody – Hillary Clinton did it too, remember? Same thing with the deplorables. Wanted to call everybody who was going to support a Republican a deplorable, all the Trump deplorables. But then don't you remember what Trump did when he got into office? He started talking about how what a great person Hillary was and what a great person Bill was and how they were good friends of his. So you got to ask yourself a question. You know, which is it? Are they deplorables? Or are they friends? Or what are they? Well, the thing about it is it's a puppet show. And we've talked so many times about the puppet show that is out there and all of the people that are basically doing all of the crazy stuff all of the time to basically control the puppets. And when you see it and you understand what's going on, you kind of go, wow, this is just absolutely horrible that they're doing this to us. But it's gaslighting. And I'm going to tell you again what gaslighting is. Gaslighting is from an old movie that basically from the 50s or 40s or whatever. And this guy had gas lights in his house. And he kept telling his wife that, you know, it was bright in the house and there was plenty of light. While he continued to turn the lights down until he finally was able to have her committed or try to have her committed into an insane institution because she'd gotten so confused because she'd been gaslit. And that's what they're doing to us. They're gaslighting us by giving us all of this propaganda and all of this junk to try to make us believe the rhetoric and the lies. And it's sad. Then there's another article here. I want to read this one to you. This was actually pretty good. It's called F-15 versus AR-15, Bet on the Guys with the Guns. And you like this. This is so funny. Father of the year and alleged President Joe Biden is busy trying to rile up his base of weirdos, adjunct professors, gender studies, grads, queers, transgenders, sickos and perverts, and government time savers, sexually unsatisfied wine women, and their sexually unsatisfying life partners. I got to repeat that, okay? This is so funny. I laughed out loud this morning when I read this. He's trying to I added a couple of categories in there. I'll read you exactly what he said now. Biden is busy trying to rile up his base of weirdos, adjunct professors, gender studies grads, government time servers, sexually unsatisfied wine, W-I-N-E, wine women, and their sexually unsatisfying life partners. That's why Dork Brandon pulled one of my favorites out of the big duffel bag of hack clutches. The old, your puny guns are no match against the awesome power of the U.S. military, which I will use to kill you for dissenting narrative. I'm sorry to laugh, but this guy's a good writer. He goes, okay, fine. Let's go over this again for the knuckleheads who think that they will prevail if they step outside and use your words, paradigm. They grew up in their sissy private schools. You lose if your idiots provoke a real civil conflict, not the kind of low-intensity urban conflict of the 70s where you cheered on the Weathermen and the Kilniks SLA, and not the kind where a bunch of mutants riot under the protection of a leftist municipal government in leftist municipalities, but a real one, one that people you want to crush under your Birkenstocks – by the way, I do like Birkenstocks, but this is still funny – one where the people you want to crush under your Birkenstocks fight back with AR-15s. I discuss this in great detail in this new book that he comes out with. He goes, and it's not from the perspective of a half-wit daughter showering goofs, but from the real down and dirty of how this terrible course of events would actually unspool, and it would go poorly for the largely unarmed, untrained, urban-centered population of smug jeebos whose primary weapon is their snarky tweet. I've told you the story before where Austin had this one guy slamming him, you know, online, and then Austin met him at a truck show. And the guy's like, you know, 4 feet, 5 inches tall. And Austin says, dude, what are you doing slamming me online? Oh, no, I didn't mean to do that. I was just kidding. They use their primary weapon as their snarky tweet. The doddering moron, which, of course, is Biden, shared his tactical insights with his audience at a rally in Pennsylvania, thinking he was super clever. Next thing going, he goes, Grandpa Badfinger's premise is that all of you tens of millions of semi-fascists out there with your AR-15s would have no shot stopping the woke military, which is full of gays and queers and transgenders, which would eagerly crush you with the potent force of an F-16 or F-15 and the esoteric pronouns. In other words, them and they and their and our, whatever. It is flawed premise on more grounds than one column could cover, but we need to focus, and it means we need to overlook some important questions. And so I want to – and he goes on to say, why do you imagine your sorry band of socialist creeps who treat the Constitution like dual Israeli citizen Jerry Nadler treats his boxer constituents, the country? the useless senior officer corps side, why do you believe the normals who make up the vast majority of America's combat forces will gleefully butcher their friends and family for the amusement of a bunch of wine-drinking blue checks? Have you ever heard of Afghanistan? Let's focus on this key soundbite, guns versus jet. Okay, I'm done. I can't read it without laughing. I'm going to post this, and it's called F-15 with AR-15s. Bet on the guys with the guns. It'll be on the website tonight. But we've got to understand that these guys are continuing to do what they do, and that is to push rhetoric and fear into the population of the United States of America to keep us basically beaten down and confused as to what to believe. Because when everything you're being told is a lie, it gets pretty gnarly. It does. And that's what's happening right now with the mainstream media. It's been taking over. Yesterday, I spoke with my good friend, Man Cow. Oh, gosh, he's a good friend. And he was talking about how he used to go to Chicago. There were 50 stations in Chicago, and he could go to any station and negotiate a contract to be on the morning. They were all independent owners. And he goes, what happened under Clinton in 1993, and I've told you guys this before, they allowed them to come in. The government basically under Clinton decided to deregulate the radio industry and allow for full-blown propaganda in which one company could come in and buy every single station in the city. Or two companies could. And of course, those same companies are owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard and the Bloodline families. And effectively, when they did that, they censored the media and they put out pure propaganda at that point. And that's what we find ourselves at now. We basically have a group of people that are putting all the propaganda out on an ongoing basis every single day through basically, through the Operation Mockingbird. And they're not stopping. And they're not going to stop. I told you this personally. I mentioned this to Man Cow yesterday. I could do the same thing. I could send the fax out to all 50 stations in Chicago because I was going to be in Chicago as a guest to come in and talk about the top 10 foods never to eat. Austin was with me many, many, many times when we were in Chicago and throughout the United States doing talk shows because these were independent stations and they needed to have programming. So when they have a morning show, they'd like to have somebody on who basically can speak about stuff that people want to listen to, and that gives them higher numbers, which allows them to sell their advertising for more revenue. None of that matters anymore because they would rather censor you. I remember back in the 90s, there were people coming in and they were selling all of these drugs on these radio shows as far as pharmaceuticals. And they were then coming in and telling the radio station, and I had this happen to me personally, that you can't bring people on with alternative health programs because we don't want to talk about that because we want them to buy Prozac and Zoloft and whatever other drugs were being sold on the radio at that time as far as statin drugs, et cetera, et cetera. And this happened to me repeatedly until finally – I could do up to 40 talk shows a week as a guest. That was the most I've ever done. And I finally watched it go from 40 to 30 to 20 to 10 to 5 to once a month to like once a year. And now it's like pretty much with the show that we do now, our rhetoric and our comments and our basically, how should I say, our anti-Kabbalah stance is so strong that I really don't get asked back on kind of national talk shows. And I'm not even being asked on any more Christian shows. Austin, what are you thinking? What's your next
show? Oh, no, you're absolutely right. And I mean, this is why it's so important to get the truth out there. You know, this is why they've been so adamant about trying to disarm the American population. Because it's so funny to me. It's like I told you guys the other day with that whole comment that Biden has said three different sections now, three different times, he has threatened American civilians with F-15 fighter jets, Hellfire missiles, and nuclear bombs. I mean, you want to talk about some angry, violent, tyrannical rhetoric. Talk about sitting president who three times now has threatened the U.S. military against civilian population over semi-automatic rifles. And that was the funny thing that I constantly kept saying to everybody. I said, well, which one is it? If they want to ban semi-automatic rifles because they're completely useless and ineffective at any type of military engagement because of F-15s, why in the world are they so bent on removing them? Obviously, they're not effective at doing anything with true war weapons, so why would they care? And if they really are that effective at being true war weapons, then why in the world are they saying that they're not? That's the kind of ironic part. And then you have this thing that happened in Canada over the weekend. If you guys saw this, 10 people killed and 15 more injured in Canadian stabbing spree. Suspect still at large. Now, remember, Canada came in now and started doing massive, massive gun control about 10, 15 years ago. Now they're making it even further where you can't even buy, if I'm not mistaken, there are new laws being put into place where you can't even buy like newly manufactured handguns if they can hold more like 10 rounds. A bunch of weird stuff they keep adding in there. Now, what's interesting about this is you start looking at this situation right here, and this is a mass stabbing. I mean, 10 people dead? I mean, granted, the body's pretty resilient. You've got to come at somebody pretty hard to actually kill them with a blade. Because, I mean, you can take pretty big lacerations. If you can tourniquet it off and you're not hitting, you know, a massive artery, you can usually tourniquet it off and, you know, get to the hospital and get patched up. But, I mean, to get killed 10 people dead with a knife, you got to butcher some people, man. And I'm not trying to be graphic, but that is extremely aggressive. This isn't like, oh, somebody got an altercation, somebody pulled a box cutter out and cut somebody. I mean, to kill and injure 15 people and 10 more people killed, that's you got some pretty nasty people running around there with some pretty nasty knives going really deep. And again, this is what happens when people don't have the ability to defend themselves. That's what's so stupid when you hear about people say, well, good guys with guns don't stop bad guys with guns. Like that moron said the other day, wherever she was up at in Chicago or whatnot. It's a complete and total lie again. There's numerous cases of this has occurred. And now they're talking about doing roadblocks and checkpoints and expanding their search to Alberta and all these other places in Canada now, and because they can't find where these guys are and they think they've switched vehicles and they're running around. Okay, cool. I mean, Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson, both basically suspects at large, traveling allegedly in a Nissan Rogue. I mean, this is insanity to me. And these people don't look like – I don't know where they're from. I don't know where their nationality is. But all I know is one thing is somebody somewhere would have had a concealed carry permit. They would have at least had a better time defending than getting allowed 10 people to get knifed to death, 15 people injured. This is the entire lie, though. They tell you you can't defend yourself and you don't deserve to have a weapon while they're threatening you with F-15 fighter jets and Hellfire missiles. Does anybody else see the dark irony with that at all? Like, that's what Dad just read that article for that guy. That was really well written. That was actually really funny. And he's spot on with it. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. As I've told you before, Disney is based significantly in Satanism. A lot of the stuff they have behind the scenes, a lot of the nuances, a lot of the innuendos, a lot of the very strange things they put in their show, they're constantly trying to push some type of very, very weird sadistic agenda. You guys know my stance on Disney. While I don't support anything they're about anymore, period. Well, their new show, this new cartoon, kids cartoon, by the way, in a move that seems to stretch even for the leftist corporation that openly promotes LGBT agenda, links itself to the basically just transgender ideology now. Now they have a new cartoon from Disney featuring a little girl Antichrist. There's no more putting this off. Your dad is the devil and you're the Antichrist, the cartoon mom tells her daughter at 13 years of age. This programming is called – the show is called The Little Demon. And one of the actors who provide voicing expressed approval that this is normalized in supporting paganism. And I'm not going to go into whole detail of the show because you can look this up because it's really, really sick stuff. I mean the series features – witchcraft, pagan rituals, I mean, all kinds of weird stuff. And they're trying to say, well, it's, you know, it's basically more of like an adult cartoon, but undoubtedly you can look at some of the stuff, the comments, some of the ways they're portraying everything, and it's very clearly designed to be directed towards children, even though they call it an adult cartoon. Remember, this is what they've done in numerous shows across the board. They come out with these cartoons, and they say it's adult humor. But yet they have them on in normal times. Kids can watch them, and they play them on YouTube, and they have them for streaming on Disney Plus and all this other stuff that they have. They know what the kids get exposed to. They know the children are going to watch this weird stuff. This isn't the first time Disney has done this. But again, even if it's an adult cartoon, even if it was that and it was actually designed for that, why in the world is Disney producing, supporting demonic witchcraft adult cartoons? Well, the answer is very simple, guys. Because they're supporting that. They're catering to that. They want that. You don't come out with a cartoon like this unless this is something that you adamantly support. And this is exactly what they're doing. And again, not surprising at all from Disney. Just one more reason to check on the box on why I do not support that company whatsoever. Also, to another news, PR firm, one of the biggest country music PR firms in the country now, has completely and totally dropped Jason Aldean after 17 years of handling his PR work. His wife, Brittany Aldean, put a huge post out on Instagram, and I'll read what she said here. This is just very interesting. Brittany Aldean came out and she said, advocating for the genital mutilation of children under the disguise of love and calling it gender-affirming care is one of the worst evils ever. I will always support my children and do what I can to protect their innocence. The other day, Memphis wanted to be a dinosaur, it's her son, and tomorrow, Navy will probably want to be a cat. They're children. It changes on a daily basis. Some parents want to be accepted so bad by society, they're willing to make life-altering decisions for their children who aren't even old enough to fully comprehend the horrific consequence of these actions. Love is protecting your children until they are mature enough as an adult to make their own life decisions. Thankfully, my parents allowed me to go through my tomboy phase without changing my gender. Until then, leave the children alone. And what's interesting about this, the Green Room, which is Nashville-based PR firm that represents pretty much all the major top country musicians, announced they were completely cutting ties with Jason right after she put this up, a couple days after she put this up. This is what they said. They did not give it any specific reason why after 17 years. They said, music has always been and remained the Green Room's core focus, so we have to make the difficult decision after 17 years to step away from representing Jason. Boom, done, gone. And, of course, this has gotten a lot of backlash in the country music world now because as you're starting to see, and this is what happens when you've had these mergers and acquisitions with so many large companies now, this is what they're continuing to do. They're expanding and they're consolidating and then they're consolidating more, though they're consolidating more, all while expanding their footprint and control. And it goes exactly what Dad just talked about as far as in the radio. How we used to actually – he used to be able to get on radio shows all the time. He used to be able to travel the country. I remember doing it with him in motorhomes. It'd be like every single morning he was in another radio station doing a radio show, you know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. And that went on for a long time until no more. Don't allow it, period. They just don't allow any of that. Now you got Jason Aldean's wife coming out and saying very clearly – not even being hateful or going after like the LGBTQRSTUV community – simply saying that gender mutilation of children is absolutely abhorrent and it's wrong and it should not be something we're normalizing. Green Room, Nashville. Jason Aldean, after 17 years, we can't work with you anymore because your wife doesn't want to have children essentially gender mutilate themselves is what they implied with this. This is all about controlling the narrative. And the more companies that get control, the more companies continue to silence any voice, any opposition, any narrative. This is what's going on all across the board, and this is why my point is proven even more right now when I say everybody has to start being vocal and getting their voice out there. Regardless if you're on a podcast, regardless if you're on another show, regardless if you're trying to get stuff out on social media, it doesn't matter what platform it is, just get it out there because they are doing everything they can to prevent people from being able to speak freely. And what happens is, guys, after they do this enough, you have that portion of the population that's kind of always like a in the middle, left, right. They're not really sure. They're kind of undecided. There's always that portion of society. What they're wanting to do is make it so that that portion of society doesn't even have the ability to hear the truth. They know that this group that we're on right now, the conservative, the nationalist, the patriots, doesn't matter where you're from or what you do, if you're in this group and you support freedom, then they know there's not going to be much they can do to change your ideas. But there's also a huge portion of the population that's been mind controlled through a lot of mainstream media, through a lot of the social media, and through a lot of it, they simply just don't really know what to believe. They want to make sure that the opposing voice to them, that their new narrative, is so small that nobody says anything anymore for fear of reprisal. This is what I've told you guys repeatedly before, why when I get hate mail on this show, I just delete it. As soon as I get anything on email now, I just delete, 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 block, delete, block, delete, block. Do it all the time. Because I'm not even going to read it. I'm not going to put it in my head. I'm not even going to clarify it or respond to it because I know where it's coming from. And this is what they constantly do all the time. You know you're doing something right when you get a lot of hate mail. Just a fact. It's just what it is. And you know that when people are starting to get the truth out there and everybody on the left says, you can't say that, you're a racist bigot for mentioning that, shut up, peasant, you don't have a right to say anything. While they, at the same time, are promoting completely and totally perverted grown men walking down the street fully naked in San Francisco for childhood gay parades that you're allowed to go to, that's totally okay. That's freedom of expression. They're allowed to do all that. You know, it's their right to do all that. But you better not say anything about it because if you do, well, you're a homophobic, racist bigot. You can't say anything about what we do. This is the entire narrative they're pushing, exactly what Dad was just talking about with Bumbling Buffoon Biden earlier. Blatantly, what he told everybody is, if you don't go along with the new sadistic, satanic narrative that we're trying to promote right now, you essentially are a enemy combatant. That's what he said. He declared war on the entire United States population that's a pro-nationalist, conservative, patriot community. He blatantly declared war. If he didn't already do it the last three times, he threatened all of us with F-15 fighter jets and Hellfire missiles. This is where it's going to. And as bad as it is, and as much as it's not fun to be around that situation right now, it doesn't matter. That's where we are right now. It's like Jim Rohn always says, don't ask for an easier life. Ask to be a stronger person. Push through it. Drive through it. Get the truth out there. Do what you have to do. Everybody fights through stuff. Everybody battles through stuff. The best thing to do is, if you need help, ask your friends, ask your family. If you need support, ask your family, ask your friends. But continue to get the truth out there no matter what. Because everybody has a right to hear the truth. Now, you may not like it. Some people not agree with it. And that's totally okay. We all have that right as well to say, no, I don't really agree with that narrative. I don't really agree with that topic. I'm a little opposed to that. That's okay. But everybody has a right to hear the truth. That is why they've been doing everything they can to suppress the truth of what's happening with this shot. That's why they keep lying to everybody and telling everybody there's a new variant, there's a new booster, and there may be something they're brewing up. But they're not doing it to keep people healthy or keep people strong. They're doing it to try to push their agenda. I've told everybody repeatedly, and I've seen thousands of people now that I've talked to, worked with, seen, met, shook hands with, answered emails on, answered phone calls on, that have used proper supplementation to push right through COVID just like they would the flu or anything else, with the high dose and mega dose of the vitamin C with antioxidants, the D3, and the zinc. Those are the main ones. You can also add in the potassium iodine, the Viagraphis, and a few other ones on there, but those are the three main ones. That's what I have on the website. There's so many options that are available, and this is why they do not want anybody talking about those options. They want everybody to sit back. They want everybody to be quiet, watch their TV, turn their AC off, don't plug in your electric vehicle, and wait for them to tell you what you can and can't do. Because remember, it's for your safety and protection. We're here to shut your power off because, well, it's for your safety and protection, because you haven't listened to us about being green enough yet, so we're going to punish you. That's what this whole thing is about. They're saying the heat wave in California is causing the power grid. No, the power grid's gone down because they've transitioned away from so many other long-term power supplies and trying to have stuff like windmills run entire cities. It doesn't work, especially when you have a lot of people in a growing population and charging EV vehicles. But yet, we're not going to talk about that. You just need to shut your AC off. Don't take a hot shower. Don't plug your car in. Only thing you can do is your TV smart. You know, it knows what's best for you, and it's low power. So you can turn on your TV and watch CNN, and we'll give you what to do next in the event of an emergency for your safety and protection. It's a joke, but it's not funny. And this is why they're constantly doing all these things, like dropping Jason Aldean now when his wife puts out this big post about transgender mutilation of young children. It's not okay, guys. The reason why they keep trying to promote this is they want to normalize it, and they want to plant a seed in people's head. There's a movie, and it's kind of strange, but it's got some valid comments in it, some valid statements. It's called Inception. And it was about basically being able to go in people's minds and about to control people's actions with ideas you plant in them. And that's what Mencomet, he puts in there. He goes, an idea is like a seed. If you plant it in somebody's brain, you don't have to do much of anything else except slightly water it. And you can start making them believe whatever you want them to believe. You can start making them think about whatever you want them to think and focus on. And it starts with one single idea. They're doing this to the young children to plant this seed in these young children. Normal 5, 6, 7-year-old kids never have the idea ever of gender mutilation because they don't even know what that means. They're not involved with this. They're not in medical school. They're 6, 7, 8-year-olds. They want to be Iron Man. They want to be a dinosaur. They don't know anything about this. But when you expose them to this and you remove their innocence from them, and you plant this super, super sadistic seed in their skull, and then you keep watering it with the mainstream media and the social media and the indoctrination at the schools and constantly, constantly, constantly watered, all of a sudden that 8-year-old goes, well, maybe I want to change to a girl now. Having no idea of the ramifications, the horrific side effects of doing that to their body, they simply go, oh, well, mom and dad support it, and, well, social media supports it, and, well, my teacher supports it. If everybody in authority supports it, then it must be the right decision. That is why they're doing it, to pervert and corrupt the younger generation right now, so they will absolutely have no idea how to function in a real, true constitutional republic, much less understand and actually be a true, devout Christian, because they're going to be so confused in their mind about everything they've been lied to. Don't let your children be exposed to this. Don't let them watch these sick cartoons that Disney's coming out with. And by all means, protect them to any extent that you can, especially when it comes to the school system, because that is where a lot of this indoctrination is coming. And then they're going in and adding it and trying to affirm it in other areas. What do you think, Dan?
The schools are the problem. They really are, because they're the indoctrination centers. And of course, Marx knew that. And the Kabbalists knew that, and that's why last Thursday's show we talk about what they wanted to do and how they wanted to infiltrate the country, and this is why they did the Frankfurt School that was pushed into Columbia University and basically the big universities back into the 30s, you know, almost 100 years ago now, to bring us this social indoctrination. And what it's done, it's allowed these people that have gone to the universities now to become cultural Marxists. These people who go to the universities, then they get their education degrees and they start teaching the schools, the kindergarten, the tiny little children, and then they're able to implement these cultural ideas into these young children when they're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and they program their mind. You know, Hitler said, "Give me your youth," you know, and he'll change the country, he'll change the world. And that's exactly what they've done. They've changed the country, and they've changed the world, and they've changed the school system. The other day I was speaking with this brilliant 17-year-old. Her name is Heather, and she was a really smart young lady, and she was talking about how the school systems now are just filled with transgenders and bisexuals, and how almost all the girls basically feel as though that they're bisexual now. And I talked to my daughter also, Savannah, about this, and she said the same thing, that most girls now identify as bis. And, you know, now the guys are wanting to be trannies, and the guys are wanting to be bis, and the guys are wanting to be weirdos, and so are the girls. And that's a problem. They post all this stuff on social media with these suggestive lesbian pictures and photos, and they don't really show themselves doing anything, but they're pretending like they're kissing another girl. And all that, Phil, started with that Katy Perry when she did that song a few years ago, "I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It." Stinking weirdo, satanic pervert witch that she is, total Kabbalist Luciferian, who got on YouTube and said she sold her soul to the devil. I mean, and then she was calling him, "Hey, master, master," on the stage as she passes out, talking to some kind of demon or some type of Luciferian edict or whatever that she was talking to. It's ridiculous that she was involved with that. And she's still involved with that. And I have a friend of mine who knew her when she was young, knew her parents. He's a pastor. He said she was a good kid, but she got wrapped up in the whole thing about the Kabbalist Hollywood. She was like an okay singer, and she basically didn't have a real big footprint, but she's, you know, pretty girl. And she had the ability to basically entertain a crowd, and they saw her as a person they could basically give the nod to and push her into the media. And I've seen this over and over again with evangelists. I can tell you a story about a young guy who basically was a young preacher, and he got a nod out of one of the Hollywood elite who basically had a talk show, been on a talk show for like 40 or 50 years, and they gave him the nod to push him up into global prominence and basically give him a huge platform. Then they turned right back around 20 years later after they did all that, and they slammed him on Dateline NBC. And they took him down because they wanted to destroy the very fabric that he had built as far as from a Christian standpoint. And the guy's totally compromised. He lies about everything. I know the guy. And the sad part about this is that that's the reason I tell you guys all the time, do not support TV preachers that are asking for money. Do not do it. I can't be any more blunt than that. I mean zero, none of them. You know, you can support an evangelist that come into your church like Dr. Mark Rutland or Global Servants. That's a good organization. I support them. Or you can support your local church. You give money for your church. And I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again. This is my opinion. You do what you want to do. But I don't support any churches that the books aren't open. If I don't know where the money's going to go, why in the world am I going to give them the money? And let me explain something to you about that. This is really important. And I'm not saying that all churches are bad, local churches especially. But why are they covering up the books? Why are they hiding the books? Why are they not opening the books to everybody? Why do we not know what the cash flow is and what's being done with the money? That's the problem. When you operate in secrecy like that, you always cause speculation. You know, without proper communication, there's always speculation. And I've seen it so many times. That's why I won't go to a church that doesn't have open books, that doesn't tell you where the money goes. And if I do go to that church for whatever reason, you know, for a short period of time, and I know that they don't have open books, I will designate where my offering is going to go, where my money is going to go. And I'll say, this is where I want this to go. And sometimes they won't even do that. Sometimes they'll call you up, and I've had it happen. They'll give you your check back, and I say, we're not going to do that. I mean, I've had that happen literally. And the sad part about it is that you kind of go, wow, I thought you guys were like a conduit to other ministries. Well, no, we want you to give the money to where we want it to go. Otherwise, we're not going to take your money. That kind of stuff. I've had it happen myself about 20 years ago. And so ask yourself that question. What are they doing? How's it affecting you? And is it okay? And that's what I always ask everybody when I, you know, go into a church and I want to know what they're doing. And the other thing I want to say something to you, this is important. A lot of these guys will say to you, repeat after me. And they want you to do like, it's almost like a responsive reading. And they ask you to basically say something and repeat what they're saying after them. If you do that, it's okay most of the time. But sometimes they're going to ask you to repeat really, really negative stuff about you, your life, your loved ones, your relationship with God. It's going to be negative, really, really negative. Don't do that. Think about what they're saying before you repeat what they're saying. Because why do you want to speak curses and disease upon yourself? And I've seen them do that before. So be very, very careful when you're involved, because the power that you have because of what you speak and the scalar wave energy that you put out as a Christian in a blood covenant with the Most High God, you can literally change the fabric of space-time when you do certain things and speak certain ways. And they understand that. A lot of these preachers are just as satanic as they can get, and they basically have all these affairs going on in their church, and they basically are only in it for the money, or because they're extremely lazy and they don't want to work and dislike it when people give them money. I've seen it all. That's why you need to know who your pastor is, make sure he's not a Mason, make sure he's not pushing globalist ideals in the church, and make sure he's always trying to bring honor and glory to Christ. That's very, very, very important. Now, I want to read you another article that I covered this a couple of years ago, and I want to read it to you again, part of it. Modern psychiatry is demonic. This is a good article. I'm going to post this. Now that the Western medicine is tightly controlled by corporations and compassionless doctors who follow the dictates of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates, we are arriving at a point in history where if you don't have access to medical care, your lifespan may actually increase. In other words, if you don't go to the doctor, you'll live longer. Such as I imagine in the case of these days when the witch doctors practiced, you know, different types of ceremonies. Within this murderous beast of death care is psychiatry, the most evil component within a greater evil. From my research and firsthand experience, psychiatry is a vehicle of Satan to destroy the minds, sterilize women, and ultimately condemn souls to hell. Remember what it says in the book of Revelation, that pharmakia is how they control the people. The secular world makes people ill by denying the presence of God, and then the secular world gives the solution of psychiatry and its obsession of prescribing antidepressant and antipsychotic drugs, which fleece billions of dollars from patients via recurring monthly payments for those who become dependent on them and simply cannot quit. The situation has become so bad, even the leftist media is starting to highlight a problem that is called antidepressant discontinuation syndrome, where some people must take pharmaceutical drugs for the rest of their life to avoid mental incapacitation, brain zaps, total psychosis, and even permanent brain damage and suicide. Psychiatric drugs are hard to get off of because the brain works itself around the artificial chemicals it finds itself bathed in daily, and as soon as those chemicals withdrawn, the brain cannot adapt fast enough to create a neurochemical balance that does not result in a variety of terrifying mental symptoms, which many patients cannot handle without severe disruption to their lives and overall health. Even worse, drug companies create tablet and capsule dose increments that are too large to allow a tapered, safe withdrawal, leading to patients having to hack open their capsules and measure dosages with microgram scales to methodically wean themselves off drugs as if they were trained pharmacists. In the process, for those who are unlucky enough to have had serious withdrawal symptoms, can take 2 or 3 more years to accomplish this safety, if ever. The doctors and the drug companies are happy to put you on a potent brain drug for life, but they don't care for you getting off of them. And user 3,428 posting in one of the numerous antidepressant withdrawal forms online will be able to give you more aid than a trained psychiatrist or physician. Unless someone on a psychiatric drug is ready to become their own researcher, doctor, and pharmacist, and nutritionists, they inevitably become slaves to pharmaceutical companies and their drugs, who manufacture is cheaply outsourced to China and India to the lowest bid. I'm going to go ahead and post this article again. I've already sent it out to be posted on our website. And I'm going to say something to you. If you're taking psychiatric drugs right now, do not abruptly take them off. Don't stop them. You can't do it. All right? Do not do it. You go to your psychiatrist and say, look, I'd like to titrate the dosing down and see if he can give you different amounts, if you can do it, because it's very difficult to get off of these things. So don't stop taking drugs that are prescribed to you, period. We don't tell you to do that on the show. But I will say this. There are all kinds of natural things that you can do. You know, we've got a really good, you know, brain protocol on the website that really helps make the brain work correctly and operate properly. I urge you guys to do that, to take those supplements on a regular basis. Now, if you're taking different things like, you know, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, you can't take the 5-HTP. I want to give you that little warning too. Really important. But guys, please exhaust every available option, because so many people are getting on psychiatric drugs now. So many people are having horrible side effects from it. You got to be careful. I've got a pastor friend of mine a few years ago, and I've told you his story before. He was having issues with bipolar disorder, and he ended up basically getting on a cocktail of stuff that he went to a brain clinic over there in Atlanta, Georgia. And they started him on one drug, and they started him on another drug, and they started him on another drug, and they started him on another drug. Before it's over, he's on a whole bunch of different medications because it's not an exact science. And he literally becomes psychotic. And so then he had to go into a mental health facility and go through a one-week detox program. And when he did that, he came out of the detox facility and put a bullet through his heart and died. And see, guys, it's so important that you don't allow yourself to go into those different types of depressive episodes. Talk to a Christian trained psychologist. It's really important. Take your B vitamins, take your cod liver oil, take your 5-HTP if you're on the SSRI drugs, and do everything you possibly can to stay up. That's what I do. I always do the best I can to take the supplements that I know are going to be good for my brain and just continue to do it that way and pray. Oh my gosh, pray. Pray and read your Bible every single day and try to stay around like-minded individuals and avoid the weirdos and the wackos and the witches and the warlocks and all the weird stuff that we have on the people right now, and protect your children, because so many of these kids now are going psychiatric drugs because they know they're supposed to be a girl. They know they're supposed to be a boy. They know they're supposed to like girls. They know they're supposed to like boys, you know, as far as the opposite sex, and they don't know what to do because they get ostracized when they go into the school system, and then they're put on psychiatric drugs as if there's something wrong with the ones who are normal. And that's what I told you is going to happen. This generation is seeing the new normal as transgenders and lesbians and weirdos and queers. And that's the problem we're going to have. Because what happens when all of us are gone and this generation in 30 or 40 years takes over the country? And that's what they're counting on. So do your best to homeschool your children and raise them up in the way of the Lord. I had the opportunity to pray for you guys again this morning. Gosh, I love you guys. You've been like a rock to me. And I really appreciate you guys and all the support you've given us. Go ahead and finish it up, Austin. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. And also, too, this is interesting, almost kind of like a ironic story. I saw this earlier, something kind of comical. A electric vehicle had an unfortunate time from Washington, D.C., when it ran out of power in the middle of a remote West Virginia road on Friday. Thankfully, there were a few good Samaritans who were nearby to rescue the stranded traveler, and they were working at a coal mine that was happened to be right down the street. Kid you not. So basically about five of these coal miners came out there and helped push this guy's EV car to the coal mine so then he could plug it in and let it sit there for a better half of the day to get it charged up so he could get back home on his trip. And, of course, a lot of Republicans and State Senator Randy Smith, a lot of them were just kind of making jokes about this. As you know, the irony of how so many of these people that drive these EV cars, not all of them, but a lot of them have this snobby attitude all the time, kind of like, oh, I drive an EV car. I'm greener than you. And the fact that this guy had absolutely no option, had very limited service, nobody could get out there and charge him up, so they had to push it to the coal mine so he could plug into the coal mine to charge the car up. I just thought that irony was just too much right there. I had to put down out there. Also, too, in other news, this is something interesting for everybody that likes cruises, but bad news for anybody that wants to go on the biggest one, allegedly. The world's largest cruise ship ever being built could be scuttled before it even sails. This is kind of serious as far as shows what the cruising industry is going on. The biggest cruise ship ever built, the Global Dream 2, a 1,122-foot-long vessel, it's enormous, features an outdoor water park designed to carry up to 9,000 passengers, cost right around $1.8 billion to build. Maybe now being sold for scrap after Christopher Morgan, the trustee for the now bankrupt German builder MV Werften, failed to find a buyer for the nearly finished luxury liner. They said faced with a tight deadline to get the Global Dream out of its building dock by the end of 2023, recycling the ship in Turkey is the last resort that Morgan hopes to avoid, but it may be mandatory now. They said it was nearly done. They were almost nearly done, a 20-deck megaliner, when it went bankrupt in January. Morgan, who's winding down the assets of the shipbuilding, said there were three potential buyers from the ship, but all three of them fell through. Now, a lot of this, because you got to remember, these big cruise ships, they take a while to build. This isn't something you just go in like, hey, let's go build, you know, a $1.8 billion cruise ship next week. A lot of this stuff started when COVID happened, and they were starting to get stuff rolling up in the plans and engineering and designing. And what happened was the cruising industry has still taken a massive hit, even though the cruise ships are starting to open back up and roll again. And now, from what I've been told as well, they have dropped their mandatory vaccine mandates on a lot of them. I don't know about all of them, but I know a lot of them now have started to drop it because they still have had so much difficulty filling these ships up on a regular basis. And they got to remember, these ships, they're floating. They're already floating. They got to get people on board to cover the overhead costs and expenditures. So something to be interesting as well. And guys, if you need anything, as I said before, be sure to check out the website, healthmasters.com. Lots of different specials and stuff going on, and stuff's going to be changing over the week. Be sure to use the coupon code LABOR5 if you want to pick up anything on the website right now on regular price items at healthmasters.com. Continue to get the truth out there, my friends. Continue to stay strong for one another, as a lot of things are starting to change here rapidly, and a lot of things are going to keep changing rapidly all across the board. You can see and you can – the rhetoric and just nonsense that's being spewed out by the hardcore left right now, they're trying to do everything they can to control the narrative, and we're going to do everything we can to rebuttal their lies with more truth, and that's always the best option to do, is the truth will set you free. Continue to get it out there, my friends. So appreciate the support. You guys have a fantastic Labor Day. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend already so far. Enjoyed the Hagman Show on Friday. Have a great rest of your Labor Day. We'll talk to you again on this show, healthmasters.com, tomorrow as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.